Hi, I'm Celine. Today I'm going to tell you my story, but before I continue, please like, share, and subscribe to hear more stories like this. I never thought I'd be sitting here telling this story, but life has a way of surprising you. 2 years ago, I married the love of my life, Adrian, in what I thought would be our perfect happily ever after. We met at a charity gala where I was representing my educational consulting firm. He walked up to me with the warmest smile I'd ever seen.
"You must be the one who's revolutionizing our city's tutoring programs," he said.
I still remember blushing. Just trying to help kids learn better. That was 3 years ago. Now let me introduce you to the family I married into. There's Xavier, Adrian's father, who runs one of the city's largest private investment firms. I first met him at a family dinner where he spent more time interrogating me than eating. "A teacher? How quaint," he said, cutting his steak with surgical precision. "And now you run your own business?" "Yes, we help schools implement better learning systems," I explained. "Fascinating." His tone suggested anything but fascination. His new wife, Vera, sat beside him, all perfect posture and calculated smiles. "Oh, darling," she touched my hand across the table. "You must tell me more about working with children. I've always thought about starting a mommy blog." Luna, Adrian's younger sister, rolled her eyes so hard I thought they might get stuck. Later that night, she pulled me aside in the kitchen. "Don't let them get to you," she whispered. "They're like this with everyone. You should have seen how they treated Marina when Marcus first brought her around." Marcus, Adrian's best friend since college, and his wife Marina became my closest allies. During our weekly double dates, Marina would share stories about her own integration into the family circle. "Remember when Vera tried to help me redesign my entire wedding?" Marina laughed during one of our brunches, as if I'd want everything in beige. But it was Iris, Adrian's aunt, who really helped me understand the family dynamics. She invited me for tea one afternoon about 6 months into my marriage. "You remind me of Celeste," she said softly, speaking of Adrian and Luna's late mother. She had that same spark, that refusal to be molded into Xavier's ideal of perfection. "What happened to her?" I asked. Iris's eyes grew distant. "She got sick 5 years ago, Xavier. He tried to control her treatment the same way he tries to control everything else. It created such a rift between them before she passed. Luna often tells me stories about her mother, Celeste. Mom would have loved you," she said during one of our sister nights. "She always hoped Adrian would find someone strong enough to stand up to Dad." Aria, Luna's best friend, became a regular fixture at our get-togethers. "Your family gatherings are better than reality TV," she joked one evening. "No offense, but your father-in-law makes the Real Housewives look subtle." I remember Adrian squeezing my hand under the table during that first family dinner, whispering, "They'll learn to love you like I do." He believed it. I wanted to believe it too. Looking back now, I should have seen the signs. The way Xavier's smile never quite reached his eyes when he looked at me. How Vera would accidentally exclude me from family event invitations. But I was so in love with Adrian, so determined to make it work, that I ignored the red flags waving right in front of me. Little did I know then just how much everything was about to change. It happened on a rainy Tuesday evening. I was driving home from a late meeting with a new client when a truck ran a red light. I remember the screech of tires, the flash of headlights, and then nothing. I woke up in the hospital to Adrian's worried face. "Thank God you're okay," he whispered, clutching my hand. The doctors explained I had a concussion and several fractures that would require months of physical therapy. Nothing life-threatening, but recovery would take time. At first, everyone seemed supportive. Even Xavier and Vera visited, bringing an ostentatious flower arrangement that took up half the room. "We'll make sure you have the best care," Xavier announced, standing at the foot of my bed. "I know several specialists." "That's generous," I managed, catching Luna's warning glance from across the room. 3 days into my hospital stay, I started noticing changes. Adrian's visits became shorter, always accompanied by apologetic explanations about urgent meetings. "Dad needs me to handle the Morrison account," he'd say, checking his phone constantly. "They're our biggest client." Luna visited during her lunch breaks, bringing actual edible food and concerning news. "Dad's been scheduling all these last-minute board meetings," she said, picking at her salad. "Always when Adrian would normally be visiting you."
Vera started dropping by too, always when I was alone.
Oh, sweetie,
she'd sigh, adjusting her designer handbag. It must be so hard, being stuck here while Adrian's working so much. You know how important the family business is. One afternoon, Marina came rushing into my room, her face tight with worry. I just overheard Vera at the country club, she whispered. She's telling everyone you're being dramatic about your injuries. Marcus stopped by that evening, after visiting hours. Being Adrian's best friend had its privileges with the hospital staff. Something's not right, he said, pacing beside my bed. Xavier's got Adrian working on projects that aren't even urgent. I'm in the same meetings. Half of them could wait. Iris visited next, bringing her famous lavender tea in a thermos. History has a way of repeating itself, she said quietly, pouring me a cup. Xavier did the same thing when Celeste was sick, kept Adrian so busy he could barely breathe. The real turning point came when Adrian missed my first physical therapy session. Emergency meeting, his text read. Dad says the company could lose millions if we don't handle this today. Luna found me crying in my hospital room afterward. This isn't right, she said, sitting on the edge of my bed. Aria works in the finance department. She says there's no emergency. Dad's making it up. I noticed Vera in the hallway later, speaking to one of the nurses. Poor thing, I heard her say. We're all so worried about her. Mental state. You know how these attention-seeking behaviors can be? That evening, Adrian finally visited. He looked exhausted, his tie loose around his neck. I'm sorry, he said, not quite meeting my eyes. Dad says what? I interrupted, my voice stronger than I felt. Adrian, when was the last time you made a decision without asking Xavier first? The silence that followed spoke volumes. Outside my window, the sun was setting, casting long shadows across the hospital room. I didn't know it then, but this was just the beginning of Xavier's campaign to separate us. But sometimes, the harder someone tries to break something, the stronger it becomes. The next few weeks revealed truths I never expected to discover. I was finally home from the hospital, but Adrian was barely there. When he was, he seemed distant, constantly distracted by work calls and emails. Luna burst into our house one evening, her face flushed with anger. You won't believe what I just found out, she said, dropping a file on our coffee table. Aria and I were organizing old documents when we found these. They're about Vera's past marriages. She's done this before, 3 times. Marries wealthy men, causes family drama, then walks away with settlements. That same day, Marina called. I was at the club when I overheard Vera telling everyone your business is failing and you're faking injuries for attention. I laughed bitterly. My business was actually doing better than ever, even working from home. Iris arrived next, carrying a small wooden box of letters. These are from Celeste, she said quietly. She documented everything during her illness, how Xavier controlled her treatment, isolated her from friends. He even switched her medications without telling anyone, claiming he knew better than the doctors. Adrian came home early that evening, looking troubled. Dad wants me to take over as CEO. He said, loosening his tie. But there's a condition. He says I need to focus entirely on the company. No, distractions. Distractions? Is that what I am now? Before he could answer, Luna called with more news. I put her on speaker. Adrian, listen to this. Dad's been moving company money around, preparing to cut you out if you don't follow his plan. And Vera? She's been meeting with our competitors. Marcus arrived minutes later. Your father just called an emergency board meeting for tomorrow, he told Adrian. He's planning to announce your temporary leave of absence for family reasons. I watched my husband's face as everything he believed about his father crumbled. I'm done letting him control our lives, Adrian said finally, his voice stronger than I'd heard it in weeks. Looking at me, he added, We're done letting him control our lives. As our loyal family gathered in our living room, I realized something important. The strongest revenge isn't something you plan. It's simply standing your ground and letting truth do its work. Karma, as they say, works in mysterious ways. The morning of Xavier's board meeting arrived with an unexpected visitor to the office. I heard about what happened from multiple people, each version adding another layer to the spectacular unraveling. You should have seen Dad's face, Luna told me later, curled up on my couch. He was just about to start his speech about Adrian's leave of absence when Dominic walked in, Vera's ex-husband. Apparently, Dominic had been tracking Vera's pattern of corporate espionage across her previous marriages. "She's been selling company secrets to competitors," he announced to the shocked board members. "She did the same thing to my company, and the one before that." Marina called minutes later, barely containing her excitement. "The country club is buzzing. Vera's entire carefully crafted image just imploded. Remember all those rumors she spread about you? Everyone knows the truth now." The truth had a domino effect. Business partners who'd tolerated Xavier's controlling behavior for years finally had enough. Three major clients pulled their accounts that same day, citing ethical concerns about leadership. "Dad's trying to blame everything on Vera," Luna updated me. "But Iris brought Mom's letters to the board members. They've seen the pattern now, how he manipulates and controls everything. They're calling for a leadership review." Adrian came home that evening looking both exhausted and relieved. "I didn't have to do anything," he said, sitting beside me. "Dad's own actions caught up with him. The board voted. He's being forced into early retirement." "What about Vera?" I asked. "She left the house this morning, taking half the art collection. Her previous husband's testimony opened a full investigation into her activities. Turns out she's been selling information to competitors for years." Marcus stopped by with dinner, filling in more details. "The best part? Xavier's reputation is in shambles, not because anyone exposed him, but because everyone finally sees him for who he really is." "The family business?" I asked. Adrian smiled, taking my hand. "The board appointed a temporary CEO while they evaluate candidates. They've asked me to focus on my own department for now. They want to see natural leadership, not forced succession." Iris brought over Celeste's favorite tea set the next day. "It was meant to go to Adrian's wife," she said, smiling warmly. "Celeste would be proud of both of you for breaking the cycle." Luna organized a family dinner, the first one without Xavier and Vera. Looking around the table at Adrian, Luna, Iris, Marcus, Marina, and Aria, I realized we had all the family we needed. "You know what's funny?" Luna said, raising her glass. "Dad always thought he had to control everything to keep the family together, but the minute his control broke, the family got stronger." I squeezed Adrian's hand under the table, remembering that first family dinner 2 years ago. Sometimes the happy ending isn't about winning or revenge. It's about truth finding its way to the surface, about toxic people facing the natural consequences of their actions, and about building something stronger from the remains of what breaks. My physical therapy is going well now. Adrian comes to every session. Our business ventures are thriving, mine growing steadily, and Adrian finding his own path in the company without his father's shadow. Xavier? Last we heard, he's living alone in his beach house, his carefully constructed empire of control crumbling under the weight of its own lies. As for me, I got something better than revenge. I got freedom, truth, and a family that's stronger than ever. Sometimes karma doesn't need our help. It just needs us to stand our ground and let the truth do its work.